excited because I have you in the flesh and blood. I have Erica Hartline in my studio. You know, you are one of the very few people who has actually done a studio recording with me.
Really?
Yes, because I set this up and we're recording a little bit. This is Erica's first podcast, everyone.
Hi.
And I told her it's going to be painless and it's going to be easy and she's going to love it.
I know. I'm so nervous.
Don't be nervous. Within like 5 minutes, you're going to forget the camera's there.
Okay,
and
good.
We're Zooming it and we're recording it because now I don't do many like recordings in person, so I'm scared I'm going to lose the audio, so I just have to double record
okay.
it.
Okay.
But it's going to be painless. It's going to be great.
Yay. Yay.
And Erica is the beautiful fiance of Jake Owen.
Yes.
Is that weird to be associated with like someone like that now? Because like you're such an independent powerhouse woman on your own, which we're going to get into your life.
Thank you.
But is it like odd to just like have this celebrity fiance who's not like that to you? Because like you know
exactly.
him.
Yeah,
as,
that's the thing.
And I've known Jake forever too.
I know, which is super cool.
Like since for at least like 15 years.
So basically, I mean, since he's been in town.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I'm excited to hear more about that too. Some back history there, which will be fun.
I love Jake. I've always loved Jake. He's been like a brother figure. Like not, because we kind of grew up together, like in the music industry. Obviously, he was successful and doing well. I was in a struggling band, but like we just had a lot of mutual friends and we hung out in the same groups. And he was always just like a sweet, nice guy.
Oh, well, that's what he said when I was like, I'm going to go talk to Caroline today. And he was like, I love her. She's awesome. I've known her forever. So
yeah,
that's great.
We never dated. We never had any chemistry, nothing, which is always great. I was a little bit of a makeout bandit for a while, but there are certain
and
people.
Nashville is a small town.
Yes.
Oh gosh.
It is such a small town.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I was so glad. Cause like before I married Michael, like, and Michael and I met super young. I was 24 and he was 22. So, I mean, my dating history was brief here in Nashville, but I mean, I made it count.
Yeah.
I definitely got in there.
Make it worthwhile.
I made it worthwhile, but I'm glad that I was like a prude and didn't like sleep around and stuff because now I'm friends with so many wives of artists and I didn't really make out that many, but I'm like, just glad that it's just all so chill because, you know,
small world.
So I digress there, but there anyway. Okay. So what is that like to be, cause you were, you probably didn't have any dreams to be like married to someone who's in the public eye.
No.
You're an interior designer.
Yes.
You got your thing going and then bam. So
yeah, well it's so funny because if we rewind just a little bit and go back to the beginning there, I was working full-time designer.
Which is badass. You have amazing style just from your clothes.
You. Oh, you're sweet. Thank you. which let me just say really quick, this is incredible to have a full-on adult conversation. Like no children, like we're able to do it in person. The COVID thing last year.
I was so glad when you said you wanted to do this in person because it's so much more fun in person.
Yeah.
Because you get to hang and you brought Paris over and Sunny's here and they're getting to play and it's sweet. It just makes it like so much more cozy.
Yeah. Personable.
Yes.
Yes. So thank you.
Well, thank you
for having me.
Thank you.
But yeah, no, it was really funny when Jake and I met in the world that I was in at the time. I was traveling a lot. He was traveling a lot on the road. I think he was actually on tour with Kenny that year. And when he was in town, I was out of town. He was remodeling his home.
Did he hire you?
That's where it all began. Well, I was working for Restoration Hardware. So I was a gallery designer for Restoration
Hardware. And I've got to do the backstory
because
Jake walked in and saw you and was like, I have never seen a woman this confident in my life. Like you were just like telling people what to do in like a very nice.
I heard that and I was like, what is he even saying about?
He loved it. So do you boss him around? He
no,
obviously likes a woman in charge.
Anyone around. No, that was really sweet. But no, I have no idea what he was exactly referring to in that.
You were just like making it happen, like running that ship.
Oh my gosh. Well, I absolutely loved what I did.
Okay, so what does that mean?
I was a gallery designer.
Are you creating like the way all the rooms look at Restoration Hardware?
No, so I'm not like on the curating team, but what I would do is I would take a lot of the term it VIP clients. And I mean we would do small projects to full home designs.
So you were like working with clients and designing their houses.
Yes.
So like if I moved into this house recently and I could have hired you and you could have done the whole house.
Yes.
Like made the flow happen.
Yep.
Come up with the theme.
The full aesthetic, the brand. Now I could only source, obviously, because I was working with Restoration Hardware. So I would do.
So everything would be Restoration Hardware.
Full home designs.
House.
Yes.
With what a cool hardware. Thing though, because Restoration Hardware is a one-stop shop.
Yes.
You definitely have to be a VIP to do a full house from Restoration Hardware. Yeah.
And that's where Nashville, I got to meet so many amazing people.
Oh my God, the homes that you did?
Yeah.
I'm sure were just insanity.
It was really a fun opportunity.
Is that nerve-wracking when like here's this giant checkbook that's coming your way and they're like, okay, Erica, like I'm going to spend maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars on this and you're going to be the one picking it out. Is that stressful?
No, because I used to say that my job was I got to spend other people's money and design, you know, doing what I love. And it was great, but more than just the projects or the floor plans or the checking the boxes of light fixture heights and, you know, sofa dimensions, it was the relationships that I created. And, you know, what I was doing and what I would tell my team or my designers or the people that we were working with, it's there's nothing more personal than someone's home. You know,
that like, is like so true
that this is where they're coming to get away from the rest of the world. And so having that opportunity and sitting down, getting to know the people, getting to know their life, their lifestyle, their family, you know.
You really are let in.
Yeah. Because you have to be, it's a trust.
It's intimate.
Like, yes. Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, this is what we like to do. This is the vibe of our family. Yep. We want to use this room because we enjoy doing this in our off time.
And a lot of the projects, I mean, it would be someone's lifetime home. Like this is what they had been waiting their whole lifetime to buy this home and be able to design it with us. Sorry.
I just keep pulling our microphone back in front of us. See, I told you forget you're on microphone.
I know, I do.
Yeah.
But that's where I loved sitting down, getting to meet the client per se, and walking through what their daily routine, who all is in this house, how often. We did a lot of guest homes as well.
And so, it was all in Nashville, which Nashville's the most interesting people.
Yeah, I know. Well, I did get to travel. I did go to Chicago to the very first opening of the RH Cafe. So that was the first one that RH ever opened was in Chicago. I think that was like 2000 or 2015. So that was several years ago, but that was the first one. So I was there and I was back and forth. And that was the year that Jake and I actually met. So I was there for on and off. I think it was a couple months.
In Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So Chicago. And then I would travel. I went to like Austin, helped with the Austin.
What opening. A cool job you have. This is about as cool as it gets. Because Restoration Hardware is the best, coolest vibe that ever was.
It's beautiful. They do have an incredible,
everything. And it's even like the restaurant and the drinks and the coffee bar. And then you walk on all the floors. So to be like an in-house designer for Restoration Hardware, that's baller.
It was awesome.
Super baller.
Thank you.
Fun.
Yes.
Perfect time of your life too. Perfect. Because like what, you're in your late 20s?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, killing the game. Yep. You have all this knowledge now. You got life experience. You're not like young, dumb kid. You're a woman. Yep. Got it going on. Oh, was it fun? Was that a fun season?
Yeah, it was a lot of long, endless hours, to say the least. But it was incredible. But like I said, the main thing was the people, like the relationships I created in Nashville. And, you know, and then that's when I truly found out how of a small town. And that was before this whole Nashville. I mean, I was watching the city change, you know, the amount of people that were moving here daily, and especially from LA and New York, and then, you know, all of it was changing so much, and it was becoming this city that
it's like not
no
the
one
same
was
city.
Prepared for at the time, you know. I mean,
yes, it's now it's a full-blown like metropolitan city.
Yeah, I had a really big client move from Chicago to Nashville, and they were talking about, you know, because Chicago's known for food, right? Like food industries. And they were like, Nashville's truly becoming that now. And this was a couple years ago that I even, you know, had that conversation. But yeah, so our city's just completely it has evolved. Like,
it's wild.
And it's still, it's like not even about to slow down.
Part either. Of me like is freaking out. I'm like, please stop, please stop, please stop. I because I feel like some of these other big cities, everyone's leaving them and they're all coming here. And I'm like, don't overrun our city and make it so big that it's not the sweet little town it was.
It's true.
I'm all for progress and change and all that. But, you know, I do love the sweet hometown vibe that Nashville has always had.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So when you're doing these houses, what is it like? Did you always mesh well with the people, like the owners of the house, or was there ever conflict? How do you deal with big personalities?
So the ongoing joke is that if you're an interior designer, you're a psychologist too.
You have to be.
I mean, it's so true. You sit down and...
And people probably have full-blown meltdowns on you all the time.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Because like this is big
yeah.
decisions.
Well, the I guess probably, I mean, it was hysterical because wives have opinions. Some husbands do, some husbands don't, or it's completely reversed. Like the husband's the one that's, you know, has the creative mind and wants all of these things. And the wife's like, I don't really care. And, you know, so it was always managing like the emotions.
Did you have to like, how long did it take you to assess your clients? Do you like go to lunch with them a couple times or like, how do you like prepare for the personalities?
No, I was in a role where they were kind of not technically interviewed, but they were sourced out before they would get to me. So it's like I knew, you know, what category, what level, that sort of thing. So depending on the project is basically how it worked. But I mean, I could meet them and sit down with them. And that's what I loved. And to figure out who they really were, you know, and that was always intriguing and exciting. And it's a discovery because every human is different. Every desire, design, you know, and I will say Nashville is hard because so many creative people are in this city.
And they're like, okay, you're the designer, but also I'm creative. So like, maybe you're wrong, Erica.
Exactly.
And like, this is the way it should be. But you're like, that really doesn't flow. Well, that really looks terrible.
An artist.
Oh, yeah.
Love meshing all kinds of all kinds of design, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, no, that we can't do that. That's not gonna work.
Yeah.
And but then, you know, you have to find a blend. But the good thing, I will always go back, if you come to Restoration Hardware and you want a design, like I have to make it the aesthetic that we have. Like that's what I do. And so we have to make that work. And so fortunately, they wouldn't be there if that's not what they wanted in the end.
Right.
It's just...
And you know you're working, like you said, with Restoration Hardware materials. So it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, the artists were definitely the most challenging.
Uh-huh.
Because they were... One day they would come in and say they wanted this.
Oh, I forgot about that. The changing of the mind all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. One day they would come in. And it could be a few hours later I get emails. Actually, I liked this better. Or actually, maybe let's go this. And I was like, oh, the directions are just...
See, this is why Jake was so turned on by you. Because he's like, you know how to handle artists and put it, like make it happen.
Yeah. I just had to basically tell him. I'm like, no, we can't go that route. That's not going to work. So then there's a whole other thing.
So. Okay, so you meet Jake in the middle of all this because he is now, how many years ago is this?
This was, it'll be 6 this fall.
When you met him. Okay, yes. And if y'all hear dogs and children screaming, laughing, crying, whatever in the background, that's just normal. That's what's happening. Okay, so 6 years ago, you're doing this. He's coming in. Does he hire you? Like,
you have to go through RH at the time.
So he can't request speaking. You.
Yeah, right.
That would have been awesome.
Well, I was already over his project.
Okay.
That was happening.
So you're already like checking in with him on the regular.
Yes. Yes. So it's funny.
Wait, there's a baby crying for somebody. Don't worry. The kids have babysitters and friends. They got snacks. Yeah. It's fine, everyone.
So it was funny because my whole group, my team of people, they were always trying. So he would come in the gallery randomly and say, you know, we knew the project. We knew what he needed. We knew what was happening. But I would be out. I would be traveling or I'd be in another appointment or at an in-home, you know, measuring or whatever. So our schedules were just always off. And
at this point, you are just trying to get together to work together.
Yes. That's zero, like, relationship.
You didn't know that you had floored him.
No. Gosh, no. So there was one time where one of my designers, they were laughing like, we've got an appointment. We've got a time. Like, this is like, you're here. He's here. Let's get this together so you can get his project because that was the other thing. It was always a joke in Nashville. We knew when there was something going on in Nashville that before anyone else knew.
Yes.
Saying like people needed like in stock items, full home designs, like whatever it was, you know, it was all we would always know before anything else.
Because you're anyway, providing all the furniture and yes. design.
Yeah. Yeah. So he was needing a lot of a full house design, basically. And we were going with, we finally got the appointment scheduled. And so then, I mean, from there, it was really just completely professional the whole time. I was back and forth to Chicago for the opening there. And
well, I can see why you're so great at your job, though, with all these personalities that you're dealing with. Because even when you walk in, you have these bright eyes that are so cheerful and inviting and alive. Sweet. Like when you walk in, you're like, it's just like health radiates from you, like gosh, vibrancy.
Love you.
Yes.
Thank you.
And like you just have a great spirit and you're energized and you're beautiful, but you're fun. And you're like, you're so beautiful, but you're not like, you don't carry yourself in a way where it's like overwhelming to talk to you, because oh. you know, like some people it's like hard to talk to them when they're yeah. like amazing to see, because you're like, oh god, I'm intimidated, but you don't, like you're just sweet. So easy to hang out with, you're so relatable, personal.
Thank you.
Okay, so I can see why you're crushing at this job.
Oh gosh.
And why no. Jake was feeling it. Okay, so then you have
so
this meeting.
Basically we had his whole family was coming up for Christmas, so it was just very important that, I mean, deadlines, dates, deliveries.
He wanted the house done by the time the family got there.
Done and perfect, and that was one, like, delivery timelines and stuff. I mean, you have to be very strategic, planning the installs. So we were scheduling installs. Everything was going great, and out of the blue, one night, he sends me this text. It was really cute. It was sweet. I've actually never said this to
anyone. Oh, good. Tell us.
But
what did it say?
He said it was, I forget the exact wording, but it was like, I have a non-professional, non-business question to ask you. And I was like, oh, okay. What is that? And he was like, would you like to get some beer, have a beer sometime? And I was like, sure. I mean, and that's it. That's what started. Yeah. I mean, up until that point, there was zero, like, you know, I mean, just he's super sweet and personable, as you know. And so
had you felt like attraction to him before this?
No, he would say something different. But there was a day he was in the gallery, quote unquote. And I knew things that he was going through. And
was he had he just gotten
yes,
divorced?
He was just going through his divorce.
OK.
And so, you know, I never spoke to anyone about their anything personal that I knew that was going on. But he was just so kind and caring and like open.
Mm-hmm.
He is so honest and open to a fault sometimes.
I love that about Jake.
I'm like, this is when you can keep your mouth shut just a little bit, okay? But no, he's really open and kind and caring. And we were just having the best conversation, just honest, right there in the gallery. And I just looked at him and said, I want you to know I'm really sorry for what you're going through. Like, I know I don't know what it's like publicly, but behind the scenes, personally, from, you know, past things, like I know I can't imagine how hard that is with a little girl, because
mm-hmm.
Pearl was only I think 3-ish at that time, or 2-ish. So, and he looked at me just with like the most caring, you know, like, I mean, it was really just this moment. And so after that is when he kind of started really opening up. And then shortly after is when I got the text about, would you like to have a beer? And I was like, sure. And so.
Were you worried though? Because I mean, this is like kind of a scary time to start dating someone. He's going through a divorce.
Yeah. Well, I didn't.
He's got a kid.
It wasn't like it was a we're going to date type thing.
You weren't even like, you're not that kind of girl. You don't even care, right?
No.
You're
no,
like, I'm busy. I'll go for
I
a
had
beer.
A whole other book, yeah, of
but
appointments
you like,
and designs. That, no.
You're not sitting around dying to meet your husband.
No.
You're like, I am.
No. Yes.
Okay.
Like, so.
But you're like, okay, I'll give this a whirl. Why not? It'd
yeah,
be fun.
Yeah. And so we did. We went, and I love Red Pony, just being mm-hmm. horse industry and some of our.
Oh, yeah, because you grew up in the walking horse industry.
Yes. Yes,
which is amazing. I want to hear more about that later.
Okay. Well, we know the owners of Red Pony, so we went and had drinks there, and it was great. I mean, it was very casual, nothing inappropriate, just a fun evening of, you know, drinks. And I think he was leaving the next day to do the Thanksgiving parade.
Okay.
So he did that, and, you know, there was just, I knew, like, that he was very special, I can say. Aww. Like, from that, you know, time on. But there was definitely a lot of time, you know, I mean, I was busy, he was busy, he was going through things, and he actually flew back that day from celebrating his little girl's third birthday. So, you know, there was a lot of
big life stuff happening. I need to let
you heal from things you've got going. You know, I'm going to work and focus on that, and then we'll see where it goes.
So then, was it kind of continual after that?
Yeah. Let's see. So I met his whole family at Christmas. Like, everything was, I mean.
He didn't put you on the back burner at all. Like, he went in full force, like, respectful guy. Like, I'm not going to, like, casually date. I'm not going to date you, but then also have another person I could be dating. He kind of, like,
the first year, it was a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just okay, you need to take your time. Uh-huh. I'm gonna take mine, and then we can kind of.
Did you kind of let him know that in a way?
Oh,
that,
yes.
Like, I'm not here for just, like,
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
I don't even know how you phrase that.
Yeah,
8 second ride. Was that one of his songs?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not here for an 8 second ride.
No. But there was just always, you know, I mean, I'm a big trust person. Don't you dare break my trust. Like, you can be honest and you can be wrong and we can agree and move forward.
Or disagree.
Yeah, exactly. And don't break my trust, because once that's broken, there's a lot to heal from that, you know. Mm-hmm. And there's so much hurt behind. I mean, you have to trust someone to be able to move forward in any type of relationship, friendship, you know, dating, marriage, anything like that. So
you'll have this year of kind of like knowing there's a vibe, are you finishing his house project in the middle of all this?
No, the house was all pretty much done.
Okay.
But that Christmas was pretty special. We had, so it was his first Christmas in Tennessee by himself with Pearl and his whole family. So that was the thing. Like, we had to have, the house had to just be perfect for the family. So I was like, you know what? We have to go and you have to have a live, like a real Christmas tree. You know, at the time, that was always so special and fun to go and pick one out. And so I did. We got in the car. We went and we picked out this Christmas tree. They brought it that night. They delivered it like 2 a.m. in the morning. But it was just all this excitement and anticipation. And then,
he was so proud of the new house.
Yes. Yeah. And so.
And you were too, I'm
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And I loved, you know, when I did get to meet his parents there, you know, they were so complimentary. And it was sweet. But it was something that he was so proud of. But. You know, picking out the Christmas tree, and that's been a thing every year now. And then that's where we actually got engaged at that Christmas tree lot. So
saw that, yes. Which is so sweet.
Yes, that was really sweet. So,
you met the parents right away, and yeah. I remember. So I think it was like an ABC or CBS special, I'm Coming Home, and you were on it with him.
Yeah, that was when I found out we were expecting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I remember him saying something. I think you were like sitting outside with his family, or he was talking to his brother because he's twin brother or dad or something. And he said something. And I remember thinking like this, because I had known Jake before.
Yep.
And so many girls have always wanted to date Jake. Obviously, you know, he's so cute and he's charming and fun. I mean, yeah. You know, and he's like a singer and yep. Has this presence. But he's never like been that guy, as long as I've ever known him, that's
right.
Wanted to be in a serious relationship. So I remember watching him talk about you, and he said something like, I know I just want to put Erica as like a focus and like include her, mm-hmm. And like talk about her and like have her in this orbit with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember him saying that like on TV, something like that. I'm totally butchering
yeah.
it.
No,
but didn't
no,
he say something
sure.
like that?
Yeah. Yeah, that was, I don't remember if that was in the Thanksgiving special. I remember hearing that he said that, because it was always, we were so private, still very private. I love it that way. And he didn't. He just because of previous situations, relationship, we kept, and for protection of his little girl,
mm-hmm.
Which I will always applaud him for that. Mm-hmm. I will always respect that, you know, that we were very quiet about
us. I love that too, because he really does put his children first.
For sure. Yeah. And as he should, mm-hmm. as any father should. And so we were very, cautious with that. And with then, of course, the public eye. And there were just several things that, and I do believe, and I appreciate so much, but he was protecting me from things, and then.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, and just coming out of, what he was coming out of. So that with his little girl, that was very important that we take it extremely slow. And we did, and I loved it. I wouldn't change a thing. I think it grew. He grew as a person during that time. I definitely grew. Mm-hmm. There was a lot to know, learn, understand with each other, with, relationships as a whole, especially from as a stepmom standpoint.
How did you navigate that? Because I feel like you have a great relationship with Pearl. And it seems like Paris and Pearl have the sweetest relationship.
Do. Yeah, it's the sweetest thing ever. Pearl is precious. She's a sweetheart.
So cute.
And she's the best big sister. And our little girl, Paris, just picks up pictures of her and goes, Pearl, Pearl, all the time. So she idolizes her.
Was that hard for you to take on a stepmom role, or was that easy for you?
No, it was so easy. Pearl, she's so kind and caring and loving, and she just kind of took me in, and we just...
Sweet that you said Pearl took you in.
And she did. She did, because she has the sweetest soul, and I pray that Paris gets to watch that and see that and grow and idolize her as a big sister. I mean, we had Pearl all summer this summer, and Pearl is this little gymnast. She's very athletic. She gets that, from her dad. And Paris, anything Pearl would try to do, Paris, as having an almost two-year-old, they want to do
everything.
And it's just great when we get to have time with Pearl, because she lives in Florida with her mom. And
is it hard on Jake not to be with her, or have they been able to work out a flow that feels pretty good?
It's been hard. It is hard. I think it'll always be hard because he wants her as much as he can, but with his career it's limited. And now she's in school, and last night we were FaceTiming with, and she's loving gymnastics, and Jake was talking last night, he knows this when we have her in the summers, but he's like, the more she gets into, this gymnastics or whatever, he's afraid of how much time that'll take. But he's also so excited for her because
she's finding her passion and what she loves.
Yes. Yeah. And but we absolutely love when we get to have her, and she's going to go. We have a birthday. Jake turns the big 4-0 next week.
How's he feel about it?
I think everyone is kind of like, oh, wow. Like, that's really here.
And it's crazy that 40's here, because I just turned 38.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, when did I become like, and I'm not saying 40's old, because it's not old. No. But like, I'm seeing this whole new batch of young 20-somethings. Like, even like my babysitter and your babysitter. Yep. I don't know how old she is, but she looks
22. She just turned 22 so
Maddie.
Yesterday.
Yeah. So Maddie, my babysitter. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, they know all this fashion and all this lingo. I just learned what chuggy meant. And I'm like, there's so many things I have that chuggy. Like, out of style. It's like people who think something's still in style, but it's out of style. So like, I feel like a lot of things that I think are in style could be chuggy now. Yeah. But I'm like, who are these people saying it's chuggy? I used to be cool and like in on the scene, and now I feel like I'm like totally. It happened so fast.
Yeah.
But you're not chuggy. You're keeping it all up. No. I don't know how you're keeping everything up.
No, I'm sure I am at some things.
There's just so many things to keep up with all the new trends and everything changing. And I'm like, I just like wore workout clothes for the past 2 years, and
everyone
lived under a rock.
I know. I mean, the fact that I have jeans on, you have jean shorts on right now.
You look great. You're ready you're ready to go to Restoration Hardware, actually.
Oh, no. No. You're sweet, but thank you.
I know, but it's weird that like 40 is here.
Yeah. So that's next week.
Okay.
We're going to go out of town, and Pearl's going to get to go. We're actually, we have a trip plan. So our baby girl is not going to go, I don't think. So he's super excited that Pearl's going to get to go and bring that all back to Pearl. She's absolutely wonderful, and we love her to death.
Ugh. So when did you and Jake know that this was it? Like, you guys were going to go the distance and you're going to get married. When did you know? Because I'm sure there's just a lot going on. Like, it's like,
You got all.
You have to sign up for this lifestyle.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. 16, like I said, that was just a little back and forth. 17, and to be honest, 17, he was out in Vegas when they had the shooting. Mm. And that night was my birthday, actually.
Wow.
And I remember we had just gotten this property where we live now, which we love, on this farm.
So is that where y'all shot the music video?
Yes, Made For You.
Which is the greatest song of all time. Oh,
thank you.
Tears.
I love it too.
Happy,
I know.
Tears when I see that.
But he, so we got this farm and we've been so excited with all these plans and, you know, to build a barn and build a home. And like it all kind of started happening. But, you know, I remember that night, which everyone does, which was just like, whoa, you know, but he flew back home.
Did he play the night of the shooting?
Yeah, he was there. And I remember
right before Jason.
Yeah, he was. And I remember I had a friend call me. I was already in bed, scheduled for a meeting the next morning at work. I mean, I never traveled with him to this point still because I was working. And had a friend text me and she's like, you need to know that there's a live shooting happening right now. Have you heard from Jake? And I said, well, he tried to call me a minute ago, but I couldn't hear anything. I couldn't hear him because there was so much static. But I knew he was off stage, but I didn't know.
Wasn't he laying on his bus and bullet holes went through it? Was that?
There were holes. I don't.
Did they like, they got down on the bus?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They were. He finally, I mean, he had to run and like jump and to get to his bus. But yeah.
So he was in the middle of it.
Yeah. He was on, I think he was, I don't know if it was left or right stage.
He was on side stage.
He was on, yeah, side stage with some friends. And then, but they, to hear them talk, like no one knew which direction, like where to go. And if you're running, like
if you're running into it, yeah, or running away from, yeah, it.
And it's still something he doesn't really talk that much about. And I don't pry because I know, I can't imagine the trauma of, mm-hmm, anyone there, of any, especially Jason and Brittany and the, like, you know, the, mm-hmm, artist and, but the families, I mean, it's just so heartbreaking. I mean, I remember just sitting there crying and watching, you know, and just praying for everyone involved. But yeah, that next morning, I mean, they couldn't get off the bus. They couldn't leave, you know. And then I remember hearing him talk about that next morning, that trying to get out with the bus.
Everything.
People. And yeah.
Did he spend the night on the bus?
Yeah, they wouldn't let him out. They couldn't leave.
They were just there.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't remember timelines. I don't remember, you know, anything exact. But I remember he called and they were trying just to get a flight home. Just get out of there. Just anything they could. And it was my birthday. And he made it back home. And all I wanted to do was just hug on him, you know, and thank God that he made it home and safe, and prayers for everyone. And he had planned a surprise birthday dinner for me.
We're both going to have a moment. So we need to cry a little bit. This is like really heavy.
And he had planned a surprise birthday party for me that night, and he would not cancel it. And the poor, I am getting emotional.
It's okay, I'll cry with you. This is like, because it's serious life. I mean, this is like.
Yeah. And so he had planned this surprise. So all of my friends were like coming to this dinner, and he had not even been to bed, and he wouldn't cancel. He would not cancel it. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I love this man, you know, like how incredible. And
I know, right now.
I know. So, well, that was a very special, and I still look back on it and I can't even imagine what everyone went through, but that was a very special sign to me that, wow,
you guys are really, yeah, in this through thick and thin and through for it all.
Right. Right.
Oh,
and then we, not to mention, we lived, once we got the property, we lived like in a tiny house together for like 9 months, you know, and it's kind of like, okay. And then we moved to, so I think we've been through several tests.
But, you know, you might as well just go ahead and throw yourself into the fire.
Yeah.
Because I'd rather find out on the front end. And then, you know, you can weather all the storms.
Exactly.
Life for everyone. I mean, you and Jake have this like idyllic romance, especially to the world looking in, you know. It's right. Like people see you guys and they're like, oh my gosh, if only I could be like that, or have a marriage like that, or look like that, or have careers like this. But you guys are still going through the ringer with life too.
Oh yes, but absolutely.
But everyone goes through it. But it's like when you put yourself in all these situations to really test yourself, mm-hmm, to live with each other, see if your personalities get along,
right,
to go through some of the most traumatic, heartbreaking things to some of the highest highs.
Yes.
Then it's like, okay, I can do this.
I think, yeah,
Is that what y'all felt?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Living together in a tiny house, that's no joke. What did you learn about each other there? Please tell me.
Oh, my gosh. There's so much. I mean.
What are some secret things that came out about Jake that he would be okay with you sharing?
You know what? Oh, well, no, I'll have to think about that one. But the time we actually absolutely loved it. Because we went back and forth of, are we going to, like, buy a home and then build, you know, rent a home, build. And we both were kind of like, we actually just want to be on the farm. We just want to be on the property, whatever that looks like. And little did we know, like, this perfect little tiny home was going to roll in.
I love a tiny home.
I mean,
it was tiny home.
Yes.
Just still have it. And we like had our guest house.
No, we, it was crazy. We had someone want it, like, as soon as we finished with
so
it.
You know, so you're on divine timing when all flows.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was actually great. I mean, the property,
was it like a loft or was there a bedroom? Did y'all sleep in the loft?
No, there was a bedroom and then in this little tiny loft it had a full little kitchen.
What was your routine in the tiny house? Like, what did y'all do in there?
We were never in there. Okay. Which was the good thing because we were just outside, yeah, on the property, and we were currently building the barn that we have now. And I mean, there was just constant, he was on the road, he was on tour, you know, that started up pretty soon, and I was working, and it was just kind of, it was,
so you would drive to work and y'all live outside of town, mm-hmm. like 30 minutes or so, mm-hmm. so you would drive in, and this was like y'all's retreat. Would y'all like ride four-wheelers and like, what do y'all do? Yeah, fish.
He has rangers, we fish. There's a whole gravel
bar. You're an
outdoor
country girl.
Yeah, I am. I was raised on a farm, so I'm good with it.
You
I
hunt?
Love it. I don't hunt.
Okay.
I'll go sit in the deer stand.
Does Jake hunt?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, which he just took up. Like, okay. I mean, okay. He's a Florida boy.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
So he and his brother love turkey hunting, and then he just kind of started taking up deer.
Do y'all have, like, any sort of golf situation on your farm?
We do now, but not during the tiny home
Does
phase.
Does he have a golf course?
No, he has a, like, a little putting green type thing. But we do live close to the golf club, so he's out there all the time.
Yes.
Which is great. He so loves great. It.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so y'all are living in this tiny home. You're not engaged.
We're building. No,
you're not pregnant.
Engaged. Not pregnant.
Is this when you get pregnant?
No, not yet.
Okay, when do you get pregnant?
Basically, when we moved right into the barn. Like,
perfect timing.
It was perfect timing. Actually,
were you worried about getting pregnant, or were you cool if you got pregnant?
No, we were. Yeah.
So totally y'all were cool. Fine to get pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally. Maybe like loosely trying.
No, I don't think not yet.
But no it was fear,
like,
of it.
Right.
Y'all weren't worried about like trying to like get engaged, get married, have a baby.
No, we
like
totally
that.
Did it backwards. Yeah.
And you didn't care about that.
No. I think it's just something that we're very excited about. And
do you have a date?
We do not have a date yet. Okay. We have a timeline that we're thinking.
We all do it at your farm?
Potentially.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So lots of TBD.
Yes. Yeah.
Did you grow up super traditional in your values?
Not super traditional, but pretty Southern. My family, we're from Georgia.
So talk to me about this horses that you have.
Oh my gosh. So we lived in Georgia, this little tiny town right below Noonan, which is where Alan Jackson is from.
Yeah.
Zach Brown. There's some good music from there.
Okay.
But my family lived there, and then we moved to Shelbyville, Tennessee, a little small country town right below Murfreesboro for horses, for the walking horse industry. And
what is a walking horse industry?
So the Tennessee Walking Horses, it's really just this, it's a community. I mean, people do travel all over the country which is coming up in a few weeks. It's called the Tennessee Walking Horse National Celebration.
Okay.
It's held in Shelbyville. I don't know if you've ever, have you ever ridden horses? Or
yes,
have you,
I used
like,
to do English.
Relationship? Okay, yeah.
And it's Western
English.
For a while.
Yeah.
English riding?
Yeah, English and Western.
But is it riding?
It's like a
jumping?
Performance. So the horses
it's
have
like
a
show
gate.
Horse.
Yes. They have like a gate, like saddlebreds. Do you know anything about saddlebreds?
No.
Horses? Okay. Well, they have a gate. And
what is a gate?
It's their performance, the way they walk.
So it's okay. So like best in show where they walk the dogs and someone's walking the dog.
Yep.
Is this like that, but with a horse?
Yeah.
So are you like trotting along with the horse?
Yeah. Well, so Tennessee walking horses are known for their smooth gait. So they're very smooth. Most of them are very gentle and calm and sweet.
And like you're side by side with them?
No, you're like, you're right. Yeah. I mean,
you're
you ride
them.
Them.
You're
yeah.
riding them.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Duh. Okay.
Yeah. So they have all kinds of divisions from lead line. Like I could have Paris in a lead line class now, you know,
what
like
does that mean?
That it's just little tiny ponies that, you know, juvenile riders, which are like 11 and under.
Okay.
There's a lot of details to it. But I grew up in that, in the industry, and my family bred and raised horses. So like the mare and foals, which is something I love so much, being able to raise the babies. And then, of course, if you're in the industry, then you sell the babies, and it's just like a whole thing. It's
kind
like,
of a dream for a kid to get to like be with all these animals and in this environment. How fun. Did you like it?
Oh, I love it. And I miss it. I actually still have two horses of my own that I don't get to ride that much, but I still have lots of friends in the industry.
So do you love to ride?
Oh, yeah.
So yeah. You're saying you're friends with Tatiana Hauser, which makes sense for so many reasons, but now even more because she loves to ride.
Yes.
She's like a professional rider.
Yeah.
Have y'all ever ridden together?
No, we haven't. So
you'll have to go riding.
I know. She does jumpers. And I've never ridden a jumper.
Okay.
But yes, I want to, we need to plan a barn date and go out and take the babies out and it'll be so fun. She's so sweet. That would be awesome.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So were your parents, did they know who Jake was? Were they skeptical about you marrying someone who's in the limelight, or were they like totally cool? We get it. We love this guy.
No, it's so funny because in the role that I was in and the people that I was working with, I didn't tell anyone like for the longest that we were actually dating, right? Because I will never name names, but I had producers, I had all these people say like, never go there. Right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Don't get involved. Don't with any of these types of
with an artist.
Individuals. Yes.
Because they're all like,
yes,
they're
the lifestyle.
The lifestyle.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not conducive. Country music is actually becoming very family oriented.
Yep.
I do think there's a lot of people who are loving healthy family life in country music now. It's like a wave, but it is also spotty.
Yeah.
It could be the other way too.
Yes. And well, it's just, I mean, I guess the best word is lifestyle, you know? And so, and I had a lot of close friends that, you know, would just laugh and be like, don't go there. Don't do that, you know? And, but that was before anyone knew Jake, you know? And especially the person I know who is, I swear, is polar opposites of, you know, the on stage like persona. Uh-huh. And, so I know my family absolutely loves him, because he's just so fun and he's so personable and he's just genuine, really, you know, and he wants to get to know them as much as they want to get to know him. And there's just kind of a respect there, which is great. So
I love that.
Yes, it's fun.
Oh, I love that. So were you ever like jealous of other girls or like worried?
Oh, gosh. Are we going there?
We don't have to go all the way there.
I'm kidding. No.
And then there's this other vibe of female, which I feel like a lot of wives in the country music industry are this way. We're like rooting for each other.
Oh,
and,
for sure.
And loving and like have their own gifts and talents. And they're using that to prosper in their life instead of, let me show you how I shake it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And I think there's tons of respectful women out there. And
absolutely.
Then there are tons, not so much. So I just try to stay away from that.
I know. We were briefly talking before we started this podcast. And I'm like, when I was younger, I loved being in the scene, doing all the stuff. Like, and I used to like want to be at all this, everything. And I would just, oh gosh, constantly. And now I'm like, I just want to live under a rock.
Yeah.
And stay quiet.
I know.
And not get involved with anything anymore.
I know. I have, I laugh because I read, I believe it was Bradley Cooper that said this, and it was truly incredible. And it's kind of how I do see like our relationship and our family. But I think, I don't remember word for word what he said, but it was like, fall in love and don't tell anyone. Like travel the world and don't tell anyone. And there was something else, but he was like, people can ruin beautiful things. Oh. And it's like, that's so true. You know, I mean, people can make things even more beautiful too, but there is a huge truth to that
just
I
keeping
see.
Keeping things for yourself.
Yeah. Like you don't have to like keep it to yourself and with your special loved one, you know, and I do think that that's kind of, I've never heard it termed like that.
I love
but
that.
But that's something that I think we have stayed private for a reason like that.
If you were going to describe yourself in three words, what would they be?
Oh my God. Oh, let me see. Three words. I feel they're all that kind about of you. Like in the same thing, I know, but yeah, no, I'm very, I if you're in my like loop, we'll have like, I'll do anything for you. So
have you done the Enneagram?
Yes, I have.
Okay, wait, I want to guess what you are.
Okay. Jake is big into this as well. So we had to do it.
Like, are you an 8 wing 9?
No.
Well, just because you're so loyal, but then you have the peacemaker.
I'm a 2.
Oh, you're a 2.
And oh my gosh.
The reason I say 8 is because I feel like you can
a
like
challenger?
Get it done.
No, that is
but
Jake.
With a peacemaker wing.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Okay, Jake so you're a 8, 2. And my dad's 2. An 8. I know 8's a hard one to call someone because it is an aggressive number. But I don't feel like you're aggressive. I just feel like you are like a badass.
Oh, gosh.
My dad's an 8 and he like he's incredible.
It's so funny because Jake took this. He did the test.
Jake's an 8?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. With a wing what?
I don't know. I forget what his wing is.
8 wing 7 because he loves to have a good time.
Yeah.
Bet he's 8 wing 7 for sure.
I think that's right. Mm-hmm. But we were talking about this the other night just to prove how truly he is an 8. We were talking about 8s being a challenger or whatever. And he's like, no, I'm not an 8. I'm not going to. And I'm like, yeah. Okay. Here we go.
So you're just a 2 wing yes. 3.
Yeah,
I bet.
I think so. I think that's right.
Helper with a achiever. Mm-hmm. I bet. Mm-hmm. Or a 1. I mean, because a 1 is like super organized and gets stuff done and like it has a moral compass. My sister's a 1 and she's like there's like in her head always she can hear the right and wrong version. She always knows what's right and wrong.
Oh, okay.
Like always. And that's her 1 in her.
Yeah.
I don't know if you feel that.
I do. I do. Gosh, I feel like I took that so long ago, but that's funny how people, I mean, that's working like for people to be able to communicate, you know,
and to understand who they live with, work with. Like I'm a 4.
Okay.
It's like an emotional wreck is what mine is. Like it's
no,
it is. Like look up what 4 is. Like okay. When an unhealthy 4 is like an emotional train wreck. And that has been me the majority of my 20s until I started getting therapy and like working on myself. But
hey, very
it creates creativity and passion and empathy and all these things, but it also like just sends me into like emotional tailspins.
And it's so funny because I was talking to Jake's mom, who I love so much, Miss Mitzi.
Miss Mitzi.
But we laugh because I can cry if I'm sad. I can cry if I'm mad. I can cry if I'm hurt. Like, you know, and she's the exact same way. So I'm maybe a 4-2, like somewhere in there. But we were talking about that, which is, it's funny how that's truly changing communication though for everyone. Which
like, what's your Enneagram number?
Yeah. but then you, like, if you've done your research and your study, you really know how to
interact with that person. Yeah. It's very helpful. I love that. Okay, so I'm going to wrap up soon, but I have one more little question I want to ask you before I wrap up. What has motherhood changed and taught you about yourself?
Oh my gosh. Well, we were talking a little bit about this before, but what has it changed and taught? What it has changed is how you look at life.
Truly.
Every day. Every day is a gift. Every day. You're going to have a challenge that you weren't expecting, but most importantly to, be grateful for the time that you have and just watching growth. I mean, watching your own little girl just become a toddler now from birth, you know, it's just like all the things. And honestly, I had no idea how much to fear too. Like truly you're given this gift of life and then it's like, oh my God, but is she okay? What do I need to, you know, worry about every single day? There's something I'm terrified of too, you know?
I know.
It's, you can't, I don't even know that I can put into words, you know, the gift of being able to be a mother. And I'm so thankful for, we have been through lots of challenges with.
Did you have some health scares?
Paris has severe eczema. Yes. And so that's allergies. And then the asthma that we were discussing, and I've learned far more about that than I ever even knew existed. I didn't even know that that was a thing, and that was like a chronic illness, truly, is this eczema term, and cases can be so mild and then extremely severe. we have gone through, we're doing lots of medical, you know, research and treatments to try and just get her comfortable, because honestly, she hasn't been comfortable in so long. So we're working through that, and but we're thankful that, you know, we've spent time in hospitals, and it's so heartbreaking when you're there to see what's happening with other children too, and you know, you just pray for healing and comfort. Mm-hmm. For the families, and especially the baby, and I mean the moms. I mean, I've had so many amazing people reach out to me, caring, and they're just like, being a mother, you know, they're like, we know how much your heart is hurting right now.
Yes.
Like, what can we do to help you? What can we do? And that's where it's a community.
Because once you are a mother, yes, and you get your mother's heart in your body, it's literally like, the first year of Sunny's life, like, everything made me cry. And then I couldn't watch the news because you hear stories of kids suffering, yep, and kids who have trauma and abuse and all. And it's just like the innocence of a child and the love of a parent. It's just, it's such an honor and a responsibility to be a parent. Like, mm-hmm, I feel like that's what it's taught me so much, is that I'm just like, I really want to show up as my best version every day.
Yeah.
Because I can see how Sunny is modeling everything we do. And like, everything she's learning is from us. Yep. So it's like, I really need to be checking myself because I want to program her well. Right. You know?
Yeah. I mean, Paris has learned this week. Has learned like all of her colors, and I mean, it's just like, Jake, we sat with her last night.
It happened so fast.
I know, like, we sat with her last night, and she's putting these little puzzle pieces to the colors and to the shape, and it's just, it's incredible to watch the change, you know, and the growth. And like you said, but I mean, anything that you're saying, anything that you're doing, there's, I've always heard the term that they're little sponges, but it is,
yes,
so true.
Yes. And it's so cute, too.
Oh, it's the sweetest.
My God. So it's been kind of like, COVID has been hard on everyone, but the blessing with artists is they've gotten to be home with their families. So Jake has really gotten to spend a lot of time with Paris.
Yeah. And that was, we were thankful for that, for last year, but we were thankful for the time, because otherwise he was home for milestones, from birthdays to first steps, and, you know, the talking and the words, and just to be able to be there for her. And that's what we have honestly kind of been worried about with this year, because she is so attached to Daddy. She thinks Daddy is the greatest hero in life. She worships him. Oh. And to the point that even if I'm in the room, I mean, she only
Daddy,
wants
Daddy,
Daddy,
Daddy.
Daddy.
Is he, what's Daddy, he like everything. As a dad?
Oh my gosh. Are you kidding? He is the most fun. That's why she's obsessed with him. I mean, he will run and play and just make her laugh until, I mean, I pray she finds a man when time comes that can make her smile and laugh the way he does every single day. I mean, he brings pure joy to her life, and that's it. Oh. Like, it's the sweetest thing ever.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
So, I mean, it's just, I'm so grateful for their relationship. And I know that it's just only going to get, it's only going to get better. Every, you know, and you try to savor every little thing, from every little giggle to, you know, every little word. And it's just the sweetest thing, I know, for you too, is like being an artist, spouse, but to see her expression and her excitement when she hears her dad and knows him on the radio, or if I have it on in the car. And I mean, it's just, that's the best.
She'd be like, Daddy.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah. And his new song came on the other day. And I mean,
Made For You. Cause Made For
Backwards.
You.
Yeah. Backwards. Okay. Yeah. And,
was Made For You, how was that, a few ago? I'm so out of the loop.
No, it was the last one. Yeah.
Which is the sweetest. Yeah. And all of y'all in the music video.
Yeah.
You,
that was awesome.
And Paris and Pearl. And mm-hmm. It like, makes me teary. Was that fun so to be
sweet.
In that?
It was sweet. Yeah, it was. It was during COVID when we filmed it. Okay. So it was kind of, it was like, we were just going to do this at the farm. And, you know, everyone was very cautious. Everyone was so professional. And it was just relaxed and comfortable. Mm-hmm. And that was,
and
that
heartfelt, was, yeah, which is what that song is.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was his full intention for that video, which I thought was super, super sweet and great for something that we'll have forever. For the both girls to be there and be able to be in that.
Mm. Okay. Well, I always wrap up. I derailed you. You were talking about his new song though, because
no, Paris. I was just saying that Paris, when it comes on, that she just loves it and she loves to rock out. This kid loves music, and so she's just back there like head banging to the beat, and I'm like, girl
feeling it.
God, I know.
Has she gone to a show yet?
Oh yes.
Okay. Yeah. Does she love it?
Oh my gosh. The problem is she loves it so much and loves him so much that I'm side stage, and I mean, it's all I can do to keep her
running
to him.
Does she run out sometimes?
Oh, I mean, I haven't let that happen yet. But there's gonna be a time that I can't hold her, and she's just gonna, you know, leave me. So I'm doing the best I can right now to keep her calm and on the side. And normally it's so late when he is going on stage that she's winding down and quiet. There was one a few weeks, I guess it's been a month or so ago, that it was his first show back, and I think they said 462 days or 63 or something. And so I had her out, and she was sound asleep, and he wanted to take her out, and he just woke her up, and she was just, you know, as happy as she could be and smile, you know, ear to ear to see everybody. And so that was cool, like, you know, for her to get to experience these things, because she didn't at all last year. But yeah,
what a life as a little kid growing up seeing this. The world from side stage, you know, and backstage.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. Okay, so I always wrap up with Leave Your Light. Has this been bad? It hasn't been so bad, right?
No, it's actually been great.
Yeah. It's not going to be bad. I know. Every time I get a new person who has never podcasted before, which is often, you're not
okay good.
I get a lot of newbies,
okay,
and I'm always like, it's gonna be totally fine.
Well, you make it, you're so great, you make it, you do make it very easy and
thanks
comfortable.
I'm just saying this so you'd give me compliments.
Okay, good, perfect.
Just kidding.
It works.
Okay, so I always leave with Leave Your Light, and it's super open-ended.
Okay,
what do you want people to know? And it can be about you, about life, anything, or both, you and life.
Oh, wow. What do I want people to know? Wow, that's
very open-ended. Just first thing that comes to mind.
I would say put your faith and family first, you know, and never, never leave. I would say just to never leave, you know.
I love that. Mm. Well, you're such an example of that, Erica.
Thank you
for coming on here and sharing your story and letting Paris and Sunny become friends. I hear them laughing now.
A big time back there.
I know. I'm kind of like, don't want to like get in there and mess it up. Okay. Yeah. Bye.